We thank you for this opportunity you've given us once again to come into your presence. We thank you for your spirit that is with us. We thank you for your word that is with us. We thank you for the hope that is in us. And we thank you for the expectation that we have for this hour. That Father, even some but wanted to be here tonight, but they are not able to be. We pray for the mercy of God to be upon them, for the favor and the grace to be extended towards them for your glory and for your glory alone. That as we pray tonight, we know that we're not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to make our petitions and our requests known. And we know that you have made us kings and priests unto yourself, O God, and we do not come before you empty-handed. We come by the way of the blood, not coming in our own righteousness, but coming in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. And Father, as we pray, hear our petition tonight and attend to our supplication for your glory and for your glory alone. Somebody say amen. Amen. We are going to start off with some scriptures and then we're going to pray. So a few things here tonight. I am reading from Hebrews chapter number 11. Hebrews chapter number 11. We are going to read a few verses from there. I think we'll do from verse number 1 to verse number 11, and then we'll pray, okay? It says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it by the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were formed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. Verse number 9. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Verse number 10, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse number 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed, and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Somebody just say, thank you, God, for your word. Thank you, God, for your word. I want just to say a few things here tonight, and then we'll pray. And I want to center our prayer on verse number, on Hebrews number 11, pertaining to faith. The writer tells us in the sixth verse, that without faith it is impossible to please God. And he tells us that he that cometh to God must believe that he is. We know that in Hebrews 11, 6, we know that in Romans 10, number 17, it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. God says my interaction with the earth, or the interaction between the heavens and the earth, with regards to the earth approaching the heavens, it has to be done by faith. You cannot do it by your own works, but it has to be done by faith. And God has made provision for that faith, and he says that faith must come How does it come? It comes by hearing the word of God. I want us to understand tonight that the exercise that we have in faith is not based in the eloquence of speech or in how proper we speak or how proper we present our argument, but it is based solely on the idea that we have to do it in faith. Somebody say amen. It has to be done in faith. It has to be done in faith. And we know that faith, according to verse number 1, it says it is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. What I want to say is I want to mention about 5 things tonight that I want you to regard before we get into the prayer so we can see what faith does for us. I want to make this outrightly clear tonight that if you say you have faith in God, there are 5 things that are implied. This is not an exhaustive list, there may be many, but I just chose to state this 5 as they're the ones that I've been working with. Number 1, if you come to God in prayer, it implies you believe that there is a God. Somebody say amen. It implies that you believe that there is a God, because if you're coming into prayer and there is no God, what's the point of prayer? If you're coming in to worship God and you don't believe that there is a God, what is the point of coming to worship? But you haven't seen the God that you're coming to worship, but you believe by faith that there is a God. That's why he said, without faith, it is impossible to please God. So number 1, you must believe that there is a God. The second thing that when we do, that we have to understand when we come to prayer, when we come before God in prayer and in faith, we must believe, when we must know that God hears us when we pray. Somebody say amen. So number 1, we know that there is a God. And number 2, we believe that our God hears us when we pray. Because if God does not hear, then what's the point of us praying? God says, I am not an idol, because idols have mouths to speak, but they do not speak. They have ears to hear, but they do not hear. They have eyes to see, but they do not see. That's what God says. But God hears our prayer. That's the second thing. So number 1, we must know that we must believe that there is a God. And number 2, we must believe that God hears us when we pray. And number 3, we must know and believe that God understands where we are. Anybody hearing me? Number 1, you must believe that there is a God. Number 2, you must believe that God hears you when you pray. And number 3, it is imperative that God understands when we pray. He understands our situation. Because if he doesn't understand our situation, then how can he respond in accordance to our prayer? So God understands. God understands. Number 1, there is a God. Number 2, God hears us when we pray. Number 3, God understands what needs we have. He knows the needs we have. He says he knows our needs before we even present it to him. That's how knowledgeable he is. Somebody say amen. And number 4, besides believing that there is a God, knowing that the God that we pray to hears, knowing that the God we pray to understands, number 4, we have to know that the God we pray to is able to do the things we are asking him to do. Somebody say amen. Because if he hears what we pray and he understands what we pray, then and he doesn't have the ability to do what we are asking him to do in prayer or to meet the petition we are bringing before him, then what is the point of prayer? Somebody say amen. So God is there. God hears and God understands, and God has the ability, says God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ever ask or think. There is nothing that is too hard for God to do. So God hears, he understands, and he is able to do whatever you are bringing before him, the petition you are bringing before him. We say to Abraham, Abraham, is there anything that is too hard for God to do? That gives me confidence and comfort in my prayer to know that God is able. The fifth thing that I want to mention tonight before we go into the position of prayer that we want to take tonight is that not only does God, not only is God there, not only does he hear our prayer, not only does he understand when we pray, not only is he able to engage with us with the things that we are asking him to do, we have to know that God is willing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So he is able to do some things, and God is willing to do something for us. You have to understand that there is a difference between having the ability to do something and being willing to do what is being asked for you to do. Two different things. And we are positioned now to understand that God is there, that God hears, that God understands, that God is able, and that God is willing. So now we pray, having understood that. Father, we are grateful that we have a God that we can come before. We are grateful that we have a God who hears our prayer. We are grateful that we have a God who understands our needs. You know our needs, oh God, before we even bring them before you. And Father, we know that as we are bringing our needs, there is nothing that is too hard for you to do, oh God. All things are possible for you, oh God. Even for us that believe, all things are possible, because there is nothing that is too hard for our God. You are the omniscient God. You are the omnipotent God. You are all powerful and you are all knowing. And Father, above all, when we bring our petitions before you, we know that you are willing to do things on our behalf. You said, as a father, you will not withhold any good thing from us, God. You said you will grant us the desires of our hearts if we meditate and live our lives according to your statutes. Therefore, tonight as we pray, God, let the heavens be open over our lives. Let the heavens be open over this hour. That God, as our prayers are ascending to the heavens, our worship coming to the heavens, God, our gifts, our offerings, and our sacrifices coming to the heavens, that Father, you hear and you see, that Father, as you hear and you see the things that are being brought before you, that you receive them, O God, and may they be acceptable in thy sight, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we know as we are standing here, we are all sinful men, we have fallen short of your glory, but we thank you for the provision that you have made by the blood of Jesus, that you have allowed for the partition that has been dead, separating us from you, to be brought down so that we can be reconciled with you. But oh God, not only did you reconcile us with you, oh God, but you indeed set us in heavenly places with our Lord and Savior to rule and reign here in the earth, oh God, not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. Therefore, tonight as we pray, God, there is an expectation in us, that hope that we have because of the faith we have in you, that things are going to change tonight, that situations are going to be reversed, circumstances are going to change, because our God is rising up tonight. We make an announcement to the principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness. Our God is rising up tonight. Let his enemies begin to scatter. Chains are going to fall tonight. The glory of our God is going to rise upon us. His light, his glory, his manifested presence is coming unto us. Our eyes are being opened to see things that we haven't been able to see. Our ears are being opened to hear things we have never heard before. And the minds of our understanding is being raised up, that now we be able to perceive, we are able to understand. And Father, we know that you have given us authority and power here in the earth, O God. Therefore, tonight we are legislating, O God, according to the mandate that you gave us, O God. As we are sitting in the heavenly places, God, we are sitting above our situations. We are sitting above our circumstances, sitting above every sickness, sitting above every disease, oh God, every situation, everything that we are engaging or we are facing in, oh God, we are sitting above those things. Therefore, tonight we release a word of judgment upon our situations. We declare that tonight you are coming to an end in the name of Jesus. That tonight, God, yokes are going to be destroyed by the reason of the anointing. God, healing is going to go forth, Father, because you said healing is the children's bread. Tonight, oh God, I pray that somebody understands how they are positioned in you by faith. But God, the things that we are engaging with tonight are not understood by observation, oh God, but by faith, you said in your word. By faith, we understand that the worlds were formed, oh God, by you. By faith, oh God, we understand that we shall overcome. By faith, oh God, we understand, oh God, that we have authority over those things. Upon the atmosphere in our households, we declare a change. We declare that godliness is going to be established. Holiness is going to be established. The desire of God shall be our principle in our hearts, oh God. Our hearts will yearn and long for your glory, long for your presence in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. Saturate us tonight in every aspect of our lives with your presence. For your glory, we pray in the name of your Son. We call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and say, God, the faith you are bringing to us by your word, the faith we are receiving your word by, the faith we are using to access your word, and the faith your word is delivering in us, that faith, oh God, tonight we apprehend in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare that our confession is not in vain. Our declaration is not in vain, for it is being declared by those that believe that there is a God, by those that believe that their God hears, by those that believe and know that their God understands and he is able to do things on their behalf. And Father, we are declaring by faith that you are willing, oh God. You are willing, oh God, to part the Red Seas in our lives, oh God. You are willing to bring us through the desert storms in our lives to a place that is better. We thank you, oh God, for ordering our footsteps in the direction of the land of promise you have established in our lives. Tonight, I call forth for the divine destinies upon people's lives to be established in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those, oh God, that have never known you, tonight we call upon the name of Yeshua. We call upon the name of Jehovah. We call upon the name of Yahweh and say, God, let salvation be established upon them. Let there be a revelation of the Christ, a revelation of the Christos, a revelation of the Anointed One upon their lives. Let there be no resistance to the revelation that is coming, that there is a Savior who longs to save them. There is a Savior who desires to deliver them. There is a healer who desires to heal them. There is a restorer who desires to restore them. There is an empower who desires to empower them in the name of Jesus. That God, there is one who is said in their weaknesses, strength is perfected. That God, you are the one whose eyes are going to and fro, looking for those whose hearts are loyal to you, oh God, that you may prove yourself powerful and mighty on their behalf. Therefore, God, tonight I declare that the Ancient of Days, Jehovah Gibber, the God of War, is rising up, clothing himself in the garment of war to fight on their behalf, O God. Let the drawn sword of the Almighty, O God, rise up now to bring those things asunder that have desired to exalt themselves above the knowledge of God. Those things that have desired to establish themselves as strongholds upon our lives, O God. Tonight, let them be brought asunder like the walls of Jericho. Let them be brought down to zero to the ground, oh God, in the name of Jesus. At the sound of your voice, oh God, at the sound of your voice, oh God, let the limitations be broken in the name of Jesus. God, that which has been holding them back from progressing into what you have called them to do, I declare that tonight that hindrance is being broken, that hindrance is being removed in the name of our God who sits on the throne in the heavens. Yes, oh God, we acknowledge the heavens are your throne and the earth indeed is your footstool. The earth is yours, oh God, and the fullness thereof, and we that dwell therein are your people. We acknowledge, O God, we are the sheep of your pasture, O God. We acknowledge we are your planting here in the earth, O God. And you did not plant us in any place but by the rivers of living water, where our leaves will not wither, O God, and we will bring forth our fruit in our season, in the name of Jesus. Because, God, we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. I declare that God, in our areas of our lives where there has been barrenness, and you have declared that there shall be fruitfulness. We declare that God, there is going to be fruit, not just fruit, God, but there is going to be much fruit upon our lives. And Father, I declare that tonight, in our walk with you, O God, we shall not be like the fig tree that was cursed to the root, O God. When you visited that tree, it was a season where its leaves were green and there was no fruit, O God. Tonight we declare that the day of our visitation will not find us wanting, because your spirit, O God, your strength, your word, and your might is making us fruitful. Somebody say, I am fruitful in my life. I am fruitful in my life. The works of my hands are going to be fruitful in the name of Jesus. My thoughts are fruitful in the name of Jesus. Everything I set myself to do for the glory of my Father in heaven, it will not fail, but it will bear much fruit. Somebody say, I am fruitful. Somebody say, I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful. I am fruitful in the name of Jesus. Somebody has to declare that tonight, your life, in any area of your life where there has been barrenness, God is about to bring abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare over somebody tonight, may you be as strong as the cedars of Lebanon in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 May you be as fruitful as the fig tree in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, some of the things I say here tonight are some things that some people might think, listen, I know where I've been. I know how I've been walking with God. I know that there are some areas of my life where I'm lacking. There are some areas of my life where I do not seem to have a grasp of everything. It seems as if some things are just falling through my hands. No matter how hard I try, it seems as if there is always something that is standing in the way. Sometimes I want to give up, and sometimes I just give up because I just feel that I cannot do this. I feel I am not called to do this. I feel that there is so much resistance. Is it even worth the fight? Is it even worth the hustle? But I'm here tonight to tell you that God is releasing a faith by His word, and His word is letting you know that there is nothing that is too hard for God to do. There is nothing that is impossible for God to do. And God is letting you know that there is somebody who is greater that is in you than he that is in the world. There is somebody who is empowering you, who says you can do all things through him. There is one who is saying in the day of your weakness, his strength is going to be made perfect. There is one who is saying even in your old age, you are going to bear something. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 For some, you feel that the devil has been bringing some delay tactics in your life, and you feel you were running out of time. But I want to let you know that God is the one who has authority and charge over time in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I declare, like Hezekiah, there is somebody to whom God is lengthening your days in the name of Jesus. As you call upon his name, you may not say God, you may not think that God will show you favor, but everything we do it in faith. And with faith that we have, we are going to be pleasing to God. I want to let somebody here know tonight, you will not die before your time in the name of Jesus. You are not beyond years. May God restore unto you the strength of your youth in the name of Jesus. May he give you that vigor to be able to run. May you be able to outrun the finest horses of Israel in the name of Jesus. Tonight, may you gird up your loins like Elijah and run through Karabaha Neria Roshabahaya in the name of Jesus. I pray that God will empower you tonight, that you are going to run as fast as you can, run more than you are able to, because the Spirit of God is empowering you. That means the things you start today, they are designed to take a long time to be done, but you are going to be running with the supernatural strength of God. They are great things that you are going to do. They are great things that you are going to accomplish. They are great things you are going to achieve in the name of Jesus. It's not your own strength, but it's by the strength of the Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I speak the strength of God upon somebody who feel that they are discouraged. I want to let you know what Isaiah wrote when he said, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Tonight may the Lord God himself, Yahweh, restore strength unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rabbi, Tiria Banda Mosheri Bakaraya, you are not going to grow weary because God is strengthening you and God is empowering you. He says, not by might, nor by power, but he said, by what? By my Spirit, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how long you have been saved. What matters is you have been saved in the name of Jesus. That even when you were not saved, God, the Bible says, God loved us before we even loved him. God loved us before we even knew him. Before we even turned our eyes towards him, God already made a decision to love you and I. The Bible says the Lamb that was slain before the world were even formed. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And here's the thing that you have to understand also, that God did not wait for you to get right before he could love you. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Even in your, when you were in your drunken stupor, when you were in the quagmire of sin, God still loved you. Habarete bronda bahaya. You have to understand, even though you were walking in the shadow of death, you were walking in the pits of hell, you were walking in the midst of darkness, I want to let you know that God was still looking out for you. That even when you were sinning, there are moments when you could have died, but God himself made a way for you when there seemed to be no way. You thought you were on your own, but even when you were rejecting him, God was still watching out for you. God was still moving over your life in the name of Jesus. Tonight, I declare that your eyes are going to be open to see how the Spirit of God was orchestrating things in your life even when you were rejecting God. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the greatness of the love that God has for us. Now, I have said all these things because I'm building up your level of faith. You know that there is a God. You know that the God that we are praying to hears, he understands, that he is able to, and that he is willing. There is a faith that is being released in you to say, I can jump over walls and I can leap over troops. Why? Because my God empowers me. My God strengthens me. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says he is the one who teaches our hands to fight and our fingers to war. I declare that the same God, the same God, the same God who caused Gideon to overcome, the same God who caused Joshua to overcome, is the same God who is empowering you. The same God that gave Jeremiah the power to be able to lament. The same God who gave Elijah the power and the authority to call forth fire from the heavens, is the same God who is operating in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hear the words being spoken. It says that there was a man who was wise. His name was Solomon. Even the queen of the south, queen of Sheba, came to see the wisdom of Solomon. But I want to let you know that there is somebody, the anointed one, the Christos, the one who is coming, Jesus. He is coming. He is the one who is wiser than Solomon. Somebody say hallelujah. And the one who is wiser than Solomon is the one who wants to release the wisdom of God upon you. I declare that tonight you have not been able to make sound decisions in the days of old, but there is one who walks among the seven candlesticks. He is the one who is releasing the spirit of wisdom upon your mind. Oh, his ways are excellent. His ways are perfect. They make the foolish people wise. Tonight there is a spirit of wisdom that is coming upon you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare that you are going to be making sound decisions and sound judgments. Why? Because the spirit of wisdom is coming to rest upon you. I hear wisdom calling us in the book of Proverbs. Say, come my way. Come my way. Come my way. In the name of Jesus. He says, I will make the simple wise in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 The Bible says the word of the Lord is like a double-edged sword. But the same word that God speaks, the same word will impart faith to you. The same word that God speaks will impart wisdom to you. The same word that God speaks will bring strength to you in the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody, the word of God is a multidimensional word. It's a multidimensional word. Somebody has to understand that tonight there is no spirit that has authority over you but the spirit of the living God. There is nothing that has a legal authority to disturb you in your sleep. Right now, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, I plead the blood of Jesus over your households. May they be a hedge of protection, Ibron Dabahaya, not only over your household, but may they be a hedge of protection around everything that concerns you, around your posterity, that's around your children. May the blood of Jesus cover them now. May they be a wall that the enemy cannot penetrate in the name of Jesus. May this word rise up to be a shield for your sons and your daughters, for your spouses. May this word rise up to be a shield for the glory of our Father. Somebody say hallelujah. Tonight I put on the whole armor of God. Tonight I take my position. I step my feet in the ground and I declare I will not be moved from this place of faith. I will not be moved from this place of expectation. I will not be moved from this place of hope, because my hope is not in man. My hope is in God, who is never changing. My faith is in God, who is faithful to his word. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel somebody being empowered right now tonight. I feel somebody being strengthened tonight in the name of Jesus. Now here is the crux of the matter. As you go through the book of Hebrews, you are going to realize something, that there are certain things that are going to be released to you because you have faith in God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are certain things that are going to be released to you because you have faith in God. Verse number 2 tells us that for by it the elders obtained a good report. Somebody say, my good report is coming because I have faith in God. Abba, Shebrondaba. I have faith in God. So therefore, there is a good report that is coming. Isaiah said, whose report have we believed? Whose report shall we believe? There is a good report that is coming. I declare that tonight, somebody like the woman who lost her son, it is well. 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 Watch this. There is a lady who was going on the way in the New Testament. She was going all her way, going to bury her son. But there was somebody who was coming along the way who said, do not cry in the name of Jesus, because the son who was dead was resurrected. There is a good report that is coming your way. The vision you thought was dead, there is resurrection. In the name of Jesus, even that which you thought was dead and buried, there is one who called Lazarus from the grave, and he is calling that dream, he's calling that vision, he's calling that promise to hope. There is one who is a life giver, who is bringing life to that thing in the name of Jesus. And I say, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. I declare that there is a good reward that has come. There is a good report that is coming your way. And verse number 3 says, by faith we understand. By faith we understand. By faith we understand. By faith we understand. Tonight I declare that because you have faith in God, there is understanding being released over you. Somebody say, understanding is coming my way tonight. Understanding is coming my way tonight. Understanding is coming my way tonight. Not only are you going to get a good report, there is understanding that is coming. Therefore, that means there are some things you were not able to understand, but by faith tonight, you're going to begin understanding. By faith tonight, you're going to become knowledgeable of those things in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I feel something rising up here tonight. Verse number 4 says that a witness. Verse number 4 says it was that by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. There is a witness that is coming your way, witnessing your righteousness. That means the witness is going to testify that you are righteous before God. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You are righteous. You are righteous before God. There is a word that is coming to testify, a witness to Abahaya Kete Bronda Bahaya Re Kete Bronda Bahaya Kurabahaya. They understand that Jesus imputes righteousness unto you. Somebody say hallelujah. He takes the garment of righteousness and puts it on you, and he is standing before God tonight as a witness to testify of your righteousness before God. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. That's why I can say tonight, because you have faith in God, you are a tree of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can I go a little bit deeper here tonight to let you know what your faith is coming? Not only are you going to be have a witness before God of your righteousness, there is a testimony that pleases God. You can read verse number 5, a testimony that pleases God coming your way. What is that testimony? You walked uprightly before God. You lived your life according to your statutes. You believed God according to what he has said in his word. And you've lived your life desiring to please God. And God saying you are going to be pleasing. Why am I saying that? Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. And if you receive the word of God, there is faith that is coming. Somebody just make this declaration tonight. I am pleasing to God. I am pleasing to God. I am pleasing to God because there is faith in me. There is faith in me. Let me just give you numbers, verse number 6, verse number 7, in fact. Now, verse number 7 says to us, verse number 7 says to us, by faith, Noah. I want to let you know that by faith Noah prepared an ark for the saving of his house, because there is faith in you, because you believe God and you know that God hears, and you know that God understands, and you know that God is able, and you know that God is willing. And you are bringing your faith before God. You are bringing an altar before God, an altar of prayer, offering up your sacrifices, offering up your worship, presenting yourself as a living sacrifice before God, building a habitation that is worthy of the King of Kings, the King of Glory. And God says, because you have walked and you have heeded the warnings that God has given when he said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling, because you have believed, there is salvation that is coming upon your household. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is salvation coming upon your household. Therefore, tonight I declare your prodigals are coming home. I declare that those that have been walking away from God, their hearts are being turned. I go to what Ezekiel said when God was speaking through Ezekiel. Said, there is a day that is coming when I'm going to take away the heart of stone and put a heart of flesh in you, and I will write my laws upon the tablets of your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch this. Why, can I just give you an illustration here from that particular scripture? Why that makes me so excited when the Bible says God will write his laws on the tablets of our heart. We know that the psalmist says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Halabahaye koroba shekeriba. And this time you are not the one who's hiding the word of God in your heart. It is God himself who's coming to write his word in your heart. Somebody say hallelujah. He's coming to write his word in your heart. He's coming to write his word upon the hearts of your sons and your daughters. Salvation is coming upon your household. There is a turning. There is a turning. There is a turning. There is a change of the gods, because now you are going to be serving God. Not just you, but your children and your children's children. Why? Because you have received the word of God, and you're living the word of God by what? By faith. Somebody say hallelujah. Am I ministering to somebody tonight? Yes, we are praying that there is faith that is coming. Can I give you verse number 8? I may just go through the whole of Hebrews 11, but let me give you verse number 8. Verse number 8 says you're going to receive an inheritance in the name of Jesus. 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 I told you, healing is the children's bread. Healing is part of your inheritance. Supernatural provision is part of your inheritance. The peace that surpasses all human understanding is part of your inheritance. Therefore, tonight I declare that by the measure of faith that you have, may your inheritance be released in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Upon your minds, I speak the peace of God that goes beyond any human understanding to come over you. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. May your sorrow be changed into praise in the name of Jesus. May your ashes now be turned into beauty in the name of Jesus. May he bring you the garment of praise in the name of Jesus. Walking in the light of his countenance is your inheritance. Breakthroughs are part of your inheritance. Divine visitations are part of your inheritance. The fulfillment of God's covenants in your life are now a part of your inheritance. Because you're no longer alien the commonwealth of Israel, but I say the partition, the wall of division, was brought down in Jesus. Now you are a partaker of the covenant of Abraham. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore tonight I pray, where you are standing, where you are, everything that God has promised to bring into your life, I call it forth right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Houses you did not build, I call them forth right now. Open doors and opportunities, I call them forth right now into your life. In the name of Jesus. Supernatural provision, I call it once again into your life. Wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, I call them into your life. True riches, the riches that are in God, I call them forth in your life. The cup of your inheritance, God himself, the portion of your inheritance, I call into your life in the name of Jesus. May you be empowered now by the Spirit, who God says is the seal of promise, that you have been bought by the blood of Jesus. I call that forth right now. I call that forth right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I will jump over to verse number 12. Verse number 12, I think we'll end there tonight. Verse number 12 says that, therefore spring they even, no, verse number 11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. And was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who promised. So faith positions you in a place where, can I just tell you what, there's a song we used to sing back in the days, age ain't nothing but a number. Somebody say hallelujah. With God, you are never too old. You are never too old. Sarah, in her old age, was able to conceive. Not only conceive, but she was able to deliver a child. How does this relate to you? You have faith in God. No matter how old you feel, there are some things that you still have to conceive. And there are some things that you still have to birth. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you just for your word that encourages faith in us. I thank you for your word that instills hope in us. As we go about our day, may we be mindful that we, the just, live by faith. Said faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not yet seen. Some things we may not be able to apprehend, but Father, as long as we are walking with you in the process, all is well. God, there is no wealth in the earth that can be compared to having you as our God. There is nothing greater here in the earth that can be compared to having you as our God. There is no man here on earth that has strength that can be compared to the strength of our God. There is no man who can bring provision unto us that can be compared to what our God can do. And Father, even in the midst of our trials, tribulations, struggles, there's nobody who can deliver us more than our God can do. We are grateful that you are our God. And Father, tonight somebody has questions in their minds as to their position in you. May their eyes be opened by faith so that they may see that indeed they are seated in Jesus Christ in heavenly places. And Father, somebody who has been struggling, calling for opportunities to come, tonight I pray that there is a release, open doors of blessing, open doors of opportunity, open doors of favor coming upon them right now. Those that are sick, O God, you are Jehovah the healer, Jehovah Rapha. Tonight, heal, deliver, and save. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. 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 In the name of Jesus. Now, Does anybody have any questions about the things that I prayed over tonight or some of the things that I've spoken over tonight? I've got a few more things that I want to say, but I want to give you an opportunity to say a few, if you have any questions you want to ask, if you have any comments you want to make before we conclude for tonight. Anybody? Anybody going once? Going twice? Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. I just want to give you a bit of an assignment for tonight. If you would just read the whole of Hebrews 11. I know they call it the Hall of Fame of Faith, but I want you to see the things that God will do for those that choose to seek Him. To see the things that God will do for them that believe. Not only for you to see the things that God will do for those, but I want you to be able to see the things that God is going to do for you. Somebody say amen. The things that God is going to do for you. The things that God is going to do for you. And you can write the most amazing prayer just based on the things that I mentioned in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews. It just doesn't cover your generation. It covers even those that haven't been born yet in your bloodline. Somebody say amen. Because you have inheritance. You have an inheritance. Verse number 32 says that, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David, of Samuel, of the prophets. Can I speak of Hosea? Can I speak of Haggai? Can I speak of Zechariah? Can I speak of John? Can I speak of Peter? Can I speak of Mark? Jesus, there are many that God has done great things. And can I just parenthetically insert your name there? I can just say, you, what about the things that God has done for Perkins? What about the things that God has done for you because of faith? Amen, amen, and amen. Now here's the thing. God is faithful and God is true. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will walk with you all the days of your life. Says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. May the Lord order your footsteps all the days of your life. May He always go before you to make the crooked places straight. May He always go before you to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. Should you find yourself in a valley of tears, may its wells spring forth in the name of Jesus. Should you find yourself standing before an insurmountable mountain, may the Lord give you faith to command it to move and be cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. Should you find yourself in the midst of a prison in the midnight hour, may you see your deliverance like Peter. May you see your deliverance like Paul and Silas. May the chains be broken. Tonight, I release a word over you. You are loosed in the name of Jesus. Loosed from your adversity. Loosed from your pain. Loosed from your sorrow. Loosed from your sickness. By the work that was done on Calvary, I appropriate the blood of Jesus over every area of your life. As I say that, there is something that just crossed my mind right now. I don't know who it is for. But tonight, in the name of Jesus, by His blood, I recover your inheritance that was stolen from you in the name of Jesus. I reclaim it now in the name of Jesus on your behalf. The inheritance that has been delayed, we release it now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. May the blood war against those that have been trying to take it away from you. Those that have been trying to steal it from you, may the blood of Jesus now raise up a standard. Said by His Spirit, He will raise up a standard. May the blood of Jesus be the standard now against your adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Satan, loose your hold. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, the Bible tells us that we are people that are designed by God not to walk by sight, but to walk by what? To walk by faith. Now, I know that as we're praying right now, you don't feel like anything has changed sometimes. But you are not required to walk by sight, but by faith. So by faith, we declare that all is well. By faith, we declare that your day has turned. By faith, we declare this is going to be the best day that you have ever lived. In the name of Jesus. The best day that you have ever lived is today. In the name of Jesus. Now, there's a song. I really, really love the song. There's a verse in there. It's called Come Away With Me by Jesus Culture. But there's a verse in there that I really, really like. The song says, I have a plan for you. It says it's never too late for you. I have a plan for you. But it says that the plan, it's going to be wild. It's going to be great. And it's going to be full of God. Somebody say hallelujah. So here we always say that this is the day that the Lord has made. And we always say we rejoice and we are what? We will be glad. Now, let me tell you about the day you are going to be living today. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. And it's going to be full of God. It's going to be wild. It's going to be great. And it's going to be full of God. As you see His plans for your life unfolding. Hebrews, let me go give you verse here. I said Hebrews 11, that's your homework. Here's one final verse here. Habakkuk chapter number 2, verse number 4. The part B says, but the just shall live by his faith. Habakkuk 2, verse number 4. But the just shall live by faith. So live by faith and see the goodness of God. Somebody say amen.